I was really trying to connect to my body and feel that. But at the same time, the feeling I had in my body was so overwhelmingly strong. Oh, Jesus, how can I not be feeling this?
The worst way to work with something like this is to try and push the process. The more one tries to push the process, the more that part feels under threat, the more the stress response actually starts to come.
I felt like I was quite on my own. That's gone now, but it's just, I want to move on and let go of it, but I just find it very hard to do that.
Welcome to today's episode of In Therapy with me, Alex Howard. And today we have the second part of Hannah's second, I know it gets confusing, in-person session. So we had the first half of this session on Tuesday. If you haven't already seen it, probably be a good idea to watch it first. In this episode, Hannah and I start to work together more experientially. So we're really moving from just cognitively understanding this relationship with her feelings and emotions to really starting to work with it and feel into it in real time. I think it's a really good opportunity to see some of the work within the therapeutic coaching model, some of the ways that we really work in a kind of practical sense with feelings and with emotions. So here is Hannah.
Well, one of the things that's really interesting about trauma, and when I say trauma, I mean the kind of broad sense of trauma, is what happens to us is less important than who is around and who supports us when it happens.
Right.
So the research, for example, on PTSD from wars is there was a lot of PTSD after the Vietnam War, for example, where the veterans came back to primarily America. And no one wanted to talk about the war. There was a kind of cultural shame about the war. And there was a sort of wanting to reject the fact that it happened. So there was no holding. There was no emotional support. Veterans coming back from the Second World War, there was much more, certainly in this country, there was much more sense of your heroes and what you've done is amazing. And there's going through what you went through, it sounds like your mum was just trying to survive for herself. So your mum wouldn't have been able to easily be there for you, although it sounds like she's been a real support through what's been happening in terms of your health in various ways. So you were also, it's not just the what of what happened, but it's the fact that you were going through it on your own and you were trapped in the environment.
Yeah.
So in normal circumstances, you would have just left home.
Yeah,
or
totally
you would have. Or you at least would have been going out with friends, and that would have been a sort of, would have had a kind of protective quality in a sense. Whereas you were just there trapped in this environment with all of this stuff that was going on, feeling all of these feelings in your body. So an important part of your work at this point is, in a sense, part of how you heal what's happened is by you learning to allow your feelings to be there and for it to be okay for you to have your feelings. And in a sense, the more you do that, that is the healing that just allows your system to fully settle and to fully come into a healing state.
Okay. Go on.
No, go on.
I guess it's like nerve-wracking because having felt like since my dad moved out in August, you know, I felt so much calmer and happier at home and it felt like I'd made some progress. And to now like be quite set back, it's really like, yeah, it's nerve-wracking. And I just worry like how to go about doing this in a way that's like sustainable, that is like, I don't know how often should I be like connecting to my body and like feeling this? When do I need to like not, because it's too draining? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I think you're at a kind of delicate phase where it does get easier. Mm. Like you're sort of, as one's learning to feel their feelings, increasingly one gets a comfort with feeling their feelings, if that
right.
makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not that it stays this tricky for kind of months. It's this initial piece, I think, often, which is what's tricky.
Okay.
As you've been feeling your feelings more at home, is it starting to feel easier to be in touch with what you're feeling? Obviously, this is an unusual situation because it's like, there's me here, There's lights, there's cameras, like it's a... But as you've been kind of practicing this at home, does that feel like it's been becoming easier?
I think I've been feeling just angry at lack of being able to leave the house mainly lately, rather than like the actual things my body is feeling now.
Yeah.
I think being here now, I feel more relief in my body now than I have done.
Yeah.
Like just hearing you say those things makes me feel like relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much is there quite a lot of mental patterns building up around this? Like, will I be able to do it? What if it makes me worse? You know, are things ever going to, like, is there some of that stuff that's been coming up or there may not be?
Some, a little bit.
But not in a big way.
A lot of the time I won't necessarily feel an emotion, but I'll just have trouble relaxing. Like it feels like it just, whatever emotion was there or whatever it is, it just, I'm just tensing up and I'm feeling it like in my shoulders and neck and in my jaw.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think what we just noticed is that there was the fear, but as the fear relaxed a little bit, there was the sadness.
Okay.
So often the fear or the anxiety is a kind of top layer. But as you sort of settle and you come connect a bit more, then you start to feel more of what's underneath that. And I think that's where the sort of, for example, the sadness or the anger, and that's the layer that we want to be getting more in touch with and feeling more of.
Okay. That did actually happen once. I was watching TV and I felt like I had this stress response. And then like I felt into my body and I felt like really lonely and just like really lonely and sad. And then when I felt that, it kind of calmed down.
Yeah.
But I think I am, it is still, I have to stop myself analyzing and trying to work out why I feel like that and just let myself.
Yeah, it really what we're doing is, it's very, very simple and it's really not easy, which is you're learning to surrender to your feelings.
Yeah.
And allowing your feelings to be there. And it's sort of like gradually building trust. Like, initially it's like everything's kind of wound up like that and then you just relax it a little bit and then it's like and it kind of tenses up again and then you relax it a bit more and then it sort of comes up again and then gradually what happens is that it doesn't go as tight and it relaxes and that's sort of what you're experiencing right now, that you're starting to feel a bit more and it feels a little bit overwhelming and a bit scary and it tightens up and then you relax a bit more and you can feel a bit more of it and it's a gradual sort of unwinding of your system.
Okay, that's good to hear that.
Yeah.
Because, it's been causing me a bit of stress, just not knowing what, just things are shaking up, so.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like in my head I knew that it was partly to do with this, but it's hard to know, to be sure, obviously.
Sure.
When there's so many crashes.
Yeah, so many moving variables, yeah.
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 But.
What do you feel now?
Like, relieved. Yeah.
Yeah, what does relieved feel like? Where do you feel relieved?
Just like in my chest. Yeah, I feel like emotional, but like just more relaxed.
Yeah.
And I got a better understanding of it all.
Yeah. Just see if you can feel a bit more into what's there, if that's okay to do that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's easier to feel some of the nicer feelings, kind of feel a bit more relaxed, a bit more relieved.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
So just feel into that a little bit. See what that actually feels like in your body.
Well, my arms feel achy.
My arms feel similar to how you felt over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
I have been feeling like really dizzy lately, which I thought was unusual because I thought that was when you're not connected to your body, but I'm more connected to my body now. But I'm feeling more like I'm waking up feeling dizzy, and It could just be to do with like I get that with migraines anyway, but.
What I think is probably happening is when things are really tightly held and then you start to relax and come into your body, there's sort of a sense that everything's a bit looser and a bit kind of less sure of kind of where the foundation is. So there's a kind of meeting the world from a kind of rigid, kind of wired kind of place. Everything's kind of held. Then you sort of relax, but you're not fully grounded in your body. Mm. So there's sort of this no man's land where we sort of feel a bit like we're not quite sure where we are because you're not in the old structure, but you're not fully grounded in the new structure yet. And there's just a bit of a sense of like, I'm not quite sure. Like it can sometimes literally be like, I'm not really sure like who I am, what's real. Like it's just a bit like the world just can feel a little bit unfamiliar and a bit unsure.
Mm-hmm.
always think that's a good sign.
Okay.
Even though it can be a bit of a disconcerting feeling sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's the sign that you're coming out of the kind of the known structure.
Okay. I was worried that I was going backwards, and it was like I was feeling all the, like, how I used to feel in that particular, yeah, like, really severe, yeah, crash stage.
Yeah. What I think is happening is I think you are coming more into your body, and that's a good thing. We know, okay, that's part of what needs, yeah, to be happening. But as you're coming more into your body, you're feeling some of the stuff that's been trapped and held up in your body. So whereas before you've sort of been somewhat disconnected from that and sort of functioning, you're calming and you're settling, but you're actually starting to feel, mm, the stuff that's there. And for a while, that's a bit shaky and a bit like unfamiliar and like, what is that and what's going on and what does that mean?
Okay.
And it just takes a while to settle in and normalize into that.
Okay.
You know, and you're traveling to London a couple of times in 4 weeks, whatever, mm, it is. And it's like, that's also more than you would normally, yeah, do. So just taking the time, particularly when you get back from this trip, to really just physically rest, mm, and allow your body just to kind of build back up its reserves that have been used up in that process.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
What? Say a bit more about what's there just now. Do you still feel the kind of the achiness in your arms?
Yeah. I feel a bit tense in my arms, like I'm holding tension in my arms.
Yeah.
A bit lightheaded.
Yeah.
But generally more relaxed. Like, yeah, happier to know what, like why this is happening.
Yeah.
That is for a good reason.
Yeah.
One thing I was wondering, so like, because I'm finding a lot of stuff is more triggering than normal. And I think, so like my, for example, my auntie came, which is my dad's sister.
Okay.
And I've not actually had contact with my dad since he's moved out, because I've not wanted to, right? I don't, sure, feel able to right, sure, now. But I didn't know how like she was going to respond to that. She just came to see me and my mum. But I just, yeah, had this massive stress response. And even though there was no, like, I felt at the time there was nothing really to be afraid of, you know? But it's like, do I need to avoid these, like, triggers right now? Like, or I just don't know if I need, or do I just go ahead anyway? And
well, I think it's a balance. I think it's a balance of listening to your body and honouring, right, how your body feels. And sometimes these things, once you've done them, will feel much easier, and, mm-hmm, you're sort of building evidence that actually you are okay in those situations. Mm-hmm. So I think there's not a kind of blanket answer of, mm-hmm, avoid all those situations, yeah, or make yourself do all those situations. I think you sort of have to feel into, okay, sort of case by case, in a sense.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, with what I feel my body can handle at the time. Yeah.
Exactly. But it makes sense to me that you're with, given it's your dad's sister, the part of you that feels afraid of your dad and that energy and what was happening, that wonders what that's going to be like, mm-hmm, in that situation. Like, is she going to take sides? Whose side, mm-hmm, she's going to be on? Is she going to be banging the drum for, you know, him coming back? Like, you don't know. So that part of you's going into a, like, I don't feel safe, mm-hmm, response. That right, certainly makes sense to me.
Right, yeah. Also like that. I feel like pressured at the moment to like do this like trip with my family, and she was mentioning that, and I think
what trip is this?
It's like not anytime soon, but it's like my dad's mum. She's going to be 90 in May, and she's like having this big do, and she's like, yeah, I made it really clear she's going to be really disappointed if I don't go, and she was really quiet. I felt quite like guilt tripped about it, and my auntie was kind of saying the similar things, really. She kind of understands, but just not really understanding.
Yeah.
But I think that's quite a trigger,
sure,
for me, like not feeling like listened to.
Not feeling seen, yeah.
Yeah, because I felt like that for so long in like so many different places. When I feel like someone's not listening, it doesn't do well with my body.
Sure. How far do you have to go for this trip?
Oh, it's really far. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be going. Like, yeah, she lives in Durham, and this is like further than that. And like, I'll have to get a 5-hour train. I mean, it's
outside where you are right now.
Totally. And I've said that, but.
And your dad's going to be there.
Yeah.
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 Sounds like a very clear no to me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of, you know, whether they like it or not, it's kind of irrelevant, really.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to say yes to you, you have to say no to other people.
Yeah.
And your recovery, which you're working very hard to progress, is potentially jeopardized by being around your dad and that whole situation and the traveling and the journey and being outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And it's really important that you protect you and protect where you are. And if that's problematic for them, then tough shit.
Yeah, good point.
You know, it's easy to get sucked into someone else's guilt pattern or someone else's thing, but at the end of the day, you don't owe them anything. And, you know, what you do owe to yourself is to protect your recovery and protect your progress.
Yeah. I think, again, I was like underestimating the impact on my system I might have for seeing my dad.
Sure.
I think I was thinking, you know, I want to see, there's family members I really love to see.
Yeah.
I don't want it to stop me like doing the things that I enjoy. But at the same time, like after like recent events and like how my system's reacted, I think, yeah, I was totally underestimating, you know, the impact that would have.
Yeah, it feels like to me it's a very clear no inside of you.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't sound like there's a decision to be made.
Okay.
There's a decision that's already there. It sounds like it's just the acting upon and enforcing that decision.
Yeah, I just need to listen to it.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
How are your arms now?
Yeah, they're still aching.
Say, well, a 0 to 10, 10 being the worst they could be, 0 being gone.
Maybe one, just like a 5.
Yeah. Yeah. And does it feel, I mean, obviously it passed in a few days last time. Does it feel okay to be with it, or would you like us to explore it a bit more?
I mean, I'm all right if it's there, like, as long as it's not, like, something that needs to, like, move. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was worried, like, oh, is it stuck?
Yeah.
Like, what do I need to do? But if it's fine, then that's okay. Yeah.
See if you can just fill in two for a minute. We've got a few minutes left. Just see if you can feel into, like, what is it? What's the, describe the sensation to me. Like, what does it actually feel like?
Just, like, an ache in my bones, in my muscles. And in my, along my neck, just like really tense.
Yeah, so it's a kind of holding on.
Yeah, I'm holding, I feel like I'm holding on.
So see if you can just relax into the feeling.
Okay.
So just sort of letting the feeling be there. And just sort of noting there's a kind of tightness and just see if you can surrender to the tightness.
It's hard to do that without like trying to let go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so just see, maybe what might be more helpful is just to sort of just to feel into the feeling.
Okay.
So rather than trying to surrender, like just feel into, like, what does it feel like? What's the kind of felt sense of it?
Okay. Yeah, I can feel it along the back of my neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tight.
Just see if you can just feel, like, what's the quality of the sensation?
Like a tightness, like a hard, warm, tight feeling.
Yeah. See if you can take a few breaths into it. It's just like, as you're breathing, just sort of breathe your attention into your kind of neck and into your arms. What happens?
Yeah, it's like it subsided for a minute.
Yeah. Let's just see if you can breathe into it a bit more. So just allowing it to be there, you're not trying to get rid of it. You're just almost giving it more attention, inviting it more. Just sort of, without forcing anything, just sort of relaxing into the feeling.
It feels like hard to like, it feels like my body is like, doesn't want to let go.
Yeah. Does it feel okay to thank it for wanting to protect you? Like there's a sense that it's trying to kind of hold on. Just see if you can let it, like really acknowledging it, appreciating it. Like it's there because it wants to support you. It's there because it wants to be there for you. What happens as you do that?
Nothing's happening right now, yet.
Do you feel like you're able to kind of thank it and acknowledge it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So then what I'd like to do is inside of your mind, I'd like you to ask it, through doing what it's doing, what's it trying to get for you that's positive? So what's it trying to get for you that's positive through doing what it's doing?
Just protect me from like feeling like vulnerable and uncomfortable and
yeah,
letting
so it
go.
Wants to protect you.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. Good. So then I'd like you to ask it through protecting you, through stopping you from feeling vulnerable. What's it trying to get for you that's even more important than that?
Like to feel, to let go, to feel what I'm feeling. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the question. Yeah.
Like, so it wants me to notice it.
So it wants you to notice it. Mm. Yeah. Okay, good. So just noticing that it wants you to notice it. And then I'd like you to ask it, through noticing it, when you really are noting, you're really aware of it, what can you experience then, which is even more important than that?
Just emotion in my body.
Yeah.
I just feel emotion.
Yeah, so you can then feel your emotion.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling your emotion, like you're fully feeling your emotion in your body, what can you experience then, which is even more important than that?
Just like relief.
Yeah, so you feel relief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And if you're feeling relief, this may feel like a game of 20 questions, but if you're feeling relief, you're feeling really fully feeling a sense of relief in that way. What can you experience then, which is even more important than that?
Like safety, like relaxed.
Yeah. What happens to the pain in your neck and your arms right now?
It's still there because I'm still like holding on to it a bit, but it's like way less.
So what number would it be now?
Like a 3.
Yeah. Okay, good. And does it feel okay to let that 3 relax even more?
Yeah.
So just see if you take a few more breaths into your neck and into your arms, just allowing it to be there. Just relaxing and surrendering to the feeling. What happens?
It feels quite hard. It feels like hard not to just tense up it all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can you see the correlation between this is a tension response, effectively. Yeah. And what's happening is you're getting more into your feelings. It's like, whereas before you might have been sort of there, you're sort of coming here and then it's responding, you're kind of going back up.
Yeah.
But you're getting more, I think you are coming more and more into your body.
Yeah, it does feel like that. I'm like laughing because I'm just feeling a bit like relieved. Yeah.
Yeah, a bit relieved in the sense that it makes sense and you understand it more.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah.
And like my body feels relieved.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very common. Not that anyone wants to be called very common, but but it's very common that when we've been through kind of traumatic and difficult events and we've disconnected, that as we start to reconnect, we start to feel some of the stuff that was there when we disconnected. That's a very common experience to have. And it's not about pushing it. It's about building trust, and it's about going patiently and going gently. But I think what you'll find over the coming weeks is you are more able to be in your body, and that there's less of this stuff, and it may be a bit bumpy at times, but then what you find is you really then start to come over time more fully into being in a proper healing state, because you're actually in your body.
Yeah.
And not just in isolation, but also in your body when you're around other people as well.
That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like, so when this like feeling comes again, as it probably will,
yeah,
you're saying I should just, it's just, I just don't know when to do the exercise, basically.
Yeah, so I think the answer to that is don't do it so much that you feel like you're kind of pushing against yourself.
Okay.
But also you need to be actively kind of working with this. And so it might be spending a little bit of time each day. It might be having a day or two off sometimes where it's like, it's just a bit much, I just need some space. So part of rebuilding this relationship is listening along the way of the relationship. So rather than going, right, Alex said twice a day, I'm doing twice a day, or Alex said once a week, I'm doing once. Like, it's a sort of, you're really staying in touch in the process of deciding that.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because I feel like there is like no trust right now.
Yeah.
So that's what I need to keep.
So if your body says no for a few days, the best thing you could do is do nothing, is listen to that for a few days, because this is a relationship and we're trying to heal and rebuild that relationship.
Even when that's like uncomfortable and like I am feeling those sensations.
Yeah, and sometimes that discomfort might be actually I need to back off and leave it alone for a few days, and then of course, as you experienced over the weekend, then it kind of disappears. Okay. And other times it might be, no, I feel like I can work with this. And actually you are able to work with it, and actually it progresses and moves as a result of that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any other questions that you've got?
I think that's it for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This week went really well. It was very useful. I came out feeling a lot more relaxed and just calm in my body, which is really nice. Doing the emotions exercise with someone, like being guided through it, like how Alex did in the session, made a huge difference. I not had that response at all when just doing it on my own. I'm now just hoping that I can keep kind of working on it by myself in the same way. But I also felt really reassured. So what we were talking about, the symptoms that I'm having that are coming back up, knowing that as well as a crash, it can just be to do with what we're working through. And since I've been at home, I've just felt a lot more relaxed about whatever my body's doing. So just, I think that's just taken away a lot of stress on its own, to be honest, because I'm just letting I'm much happier to just let my body do what it's doing. I'm not overly concerned if I'm in a stress state. I'm not like, quick, gotta like get out of this straight away. Like, I'm much happier just letting things be there first now, which is a huge, like, big progress. And I have felt a little less fatigued than after this trip than the last trip. So that's been nice. So my plan is just to keep practicing with the exercise and just try and take things very slow.
So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't already seen Tuesday's episode, the first half of this session with Hannah, please do check it out. I'd really like to hear your reflections, your thoughts, your comments. How was it for you witnessing what I think is very brave of Hannah in terms of sharing of her process? So I'd love to hear your reflections and read your reflections in the comments. As always, as I say in these episodes, please do like the video. Please do, if you haven't already, please do subscribe to my channel here on YouTube. Click the notification bell. That means you'll get notifications as new episodes are released. And my invitation with today's episode is, what is your relationship like with your feelings and emotions? And when your feelings and emotions come up, what do you do with them? How do you respond to them? It takes a lot of courage, it takes a lot of bravery to really start to feel. It's a very simple thing on one hand, but there's so many things that can get in the way of that and make that feel challenging and difficult. So, as I say in the comments, I'd love to hear your reflections. And I really hope that these sessions are more than just sort of interesting viewing, that they land in a deeper way. So thanks for watching, and there'll be an episode of Everyday Alex, hopefully either tomorrow or Monday, and then we'll be back with In Therapy again Tuesday next week. Thanks for watching. How are you doing?
Really good, thanks. Yeah, really good.
You're actually feeling the impact that's happening, which then allows you to actually respond to that.
Yeah, definitely more in touch now.
I don't underestimate how much work and effort you've put in to get to this point. So well done for putting the work in. There's no guarantee it's a perfect straight line from here, but you've done the hard bit.
I can't actually believe that I'm at the stage now where I can start bouncing the boundaries. You can recover. It is possible.